Christian Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Longing for Joy, an invitation into the goodness and beauty of life by Alistair Stern. Narrated by Alistair Stern. For my dancer, meadow, and tree. May the Son of God, who is formed in you, grow strong and immense in you, and become for you great gladness and exaltation and perfect joy. A prayer of Isaac of Stella. Introduction. An invitation. Joy is the most infallible sign of the presence of God. Leon Bloy. My laptop was my respite. A blink and you'll miss it, island in an ocean of books strewn across my desk. My little chaotic mess awaiting the creative spark that brings something out of nothing. One stack of books, rising about a meter from the floor, teetered like a Jenga tower about to topple. Another stack at the back corner of my desk loomed over me with guilt for not yet having been read. Can anything come from this chaos? Then I sighed to myself. Joy is exhausting. I was overwhelmed by all the books, read and unread, for my research on joy. If my research proved anything, it's that reading books about joy rarely makes you joyful. In fact, if you read too many of them for too long, you'll make joy the culprit of your exhaustion. But something happened as I sighed and restrained the urge to knock over my makeshift Jenga tower. The littlest smirk. Joy is exhausting? How absurd. A smile. Then laughter. And just like that, joy leapt off the page into my heart. Joy is sneaky. She hides around the corner, waiting with bated breath to jump out and surprise us. Joy pulls us back into the deep goodness and beauty of life. But as quickly as joy revealed herself, she disappeared and I was left with my books. At least they transfigured into a slightly less burdensome mess. I spent the better part of a decade researching and cultivating joy. My interest in joy started when I was confronted by my joylessness. I had lost the joy of salvation, as an old king and poet of Israel put it. But when I set out to find joy, each step felt like a misstep. The path did not make life brighter. It was like walking through bramble bushes in the dark. Unresolved issues from my past, the challenges of starting a new church, the suicide of a mentor, and unhealthy patterns of coping resulted in a depressive fog engulfing me. I was confounded and started to unravel. "What's normal to you isn't normal," said my doctor. She had just looked at my mental health questionnaire and asked a few exploratory questions. My answers indicated severe depression. Her thick Irish accent eased the blow, but severe stung. Not mild, moderate, but severe. Whatever factors were at play in my depression, my doctor insisted on immediate medical intervention. Although reluctant, I complied. Because as I made peace with the word severe, I found relief. It was like the gift of tongues, a new language. Moments before, I could not describe the hopelessness that could weigh me down, the unshakable sense that nothing mattered, let alone explain why this happened without reason or cause. But now I could speak about it, name it, call it severe. It turns out my first steps toward joy weren't missteps at all. Instead, the path toward joy brought me back to Adam's ancient vocation of naming the animals. A seemingly untamable, joyless animal was brought before me. I named it. Depression. A few months after I started medication, I was alone and I wasn't doing anything but sitting on my couch. But I felt different. I couldn't name the feeling at first. Then an epiphany. I was happy. As I sat so still as not to scare happiness away, joy said, "Don't mind if I do," and cozied between us. She felt like the presence of a friend after a long absence. You pick up where you left off. Shoulder to shoulder, joy sat with me for no particular reason. I let out a sigh. Relief from the darkness. Relief in the light. Relief in not only believing in goodness, but knowing it too. Yes, medication played a part, but that doesn't make the joy any less real. I've felt joy without medication. Either way, joy felt the same. And it was good, good. It was very good. Because for so long, I had felt numb, rarely happy, let alone joyful. I sat joyfully quiet on my couch as I was submerged in the beauty of life. My pathway to joy did not require a grand adventure. I only traversed the road of recovery in search of
sample complete. Ready to continue?